Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Lorain County Fair style throughout the course of the week. Today, certainly no different, having a blast in Wellington. And time now for us to return to our Lorain County's first response segment. It's a project of Lorain County's Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, Ward SP 080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. And joining us here in studio right now, we've got Judge John Maraldi joining us. Judge, thank you so much for coming in. How are you?
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm doing fine.
Well, we're here today to talk about recovery court. And for those out there that aren't necessarily sure what recovery court is, let's begin with that. What is Lorain County Recovery Court?
All right. So the Lorain County Recovery Court is a treatment court. It's part of the General Division of Common Pleas. It's a felony treatment court geared toward providing treatment for people who have an addiction primarily to opiates, and possession of heroin in the state of Ohio is a felony of the fifth degree, and so we're seeing an awful lot of these users who are addicted come into the court system as a result of those types of charges.
And why exactly was the court started? I think that's a question that certainly pops up.
Right. So I took the bench in January of 2013 and immediately noticed that there was just an inundation of these drug possession cases, seeing mostly young adults, 18 to maybe late 20s, men and women, who were coming into the courtroom handcuffed, and really their criminal offense was that they were addicted to a powerful opioid. And our standard probation that we would provide to these types of offenders would not be comprehensive enough in terms of treatment. Because they were low-level felonies, they would receive a low level of supervision. The problem was they were high-need offenders in terms of their addiction. So I knew that there were drug courts throughout the state of Ohio. I contacted specifically the judges in Cuyahoga County. I went to a national conference for drug court professionals in Washington, D.C., and went through the rigors of creating a specialized court that is a treatment court. That's the key. That's the difference. We needed to provide not just probationary supervision. We needed to get these people into treatment. And so I took it upon myself to start to coordinate with all the county treatment providers to become team members in this Lorain County Recovery Court.
So you mentioned 2013. This has been around for about 5 years now. What kinds of things have you noticed along the way over the last 5 years?
Well, I took the bench in 2013, started thinking about the recovery court the next year, and then it took a year to actually write the program description and get approval from the Ohio Supreme Court. So we've been in operation under a federal grant since September of 2015. And what I've realized is I was right. It's a significant need. And I was pleasantly surprised by the quality of the addiction treatment providers in Lorain County. As a part of our team, we have the Lakota Way, we have Moore Counseling, we have Firelands Counseling, we have the Sober Living Houses at Primary Purpose, Margo House, and Road to Hope, providing beds for these people, recovery coaches who are former addicts who have turned their lives around. And so I'm thrilled by the level of interest, generosity of heart in these providers, because they're not getting paid anymore, but they're committing a lot of resources to helping these offenders who are battling this disease of addiction.
Judge John Maraldi is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. You hit on some of this, but I want to throw this at you again to give you a chance to drive the point home. There are some community addiction services that are most definitely involved. Give us an idea as to just how involved they are.
Well, you know, they're overwhelmed within the county because, of course, parents of people who are battling this disease and addiction are turning to them. They're extremely involved. They they have they not only provide addiction services, but what science has learned is that despite the fact that the majority of these people are become addicted as a result of initially starting off with prescription medication, oftentimes there's what's called a co-occurring disorder. There may be a trauma history. The easiest way to describe it is people don't continue on with an opioid if everything's going well in their life. Okay, so these treatment providers have invested in trauma treatment, in the identification of co-occurring disorders, and are treating beyond the addiction. Okay, because if you don't address that, you can get them to comply with treatment for a while, but if you don't address the underlying reason why they are continuing to use, it will be a short-lived recovery.
There are requirements also. What exactly are the program requirements for the Lorain County Recovery Court?
Well, one thing is that it's a voluntary court. People don't realize that. We don't sentence people to recovery court. I'm not saying that that's a bad idea, but as of right now, the thought is it's so difficult to get through this. We require so much of them that we want to make sure that they're ready to try it. So we ask them to volunteer. For example, there are 3 random drug tests per week. They call every day to a drug line to find out if they need to be tested. So that is a real accountability factor in the program. They meet once a week with their probation officer. They have to do meet with their treatment provider, whether it's residential treatment or intensive outpatient. They meet with their recovery coach. They go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, 3 meetings a week. And they have to do this for the first 90 days of the program. And in addition to that, they must appear in court before me every week to give an account of their week. So that's what's called the cognitive behavioral aspect of the program. We're dealing with their behavior immediately. If they've met all their obligations, we are rewarding them, okay? And if they've fallen short, we're adjusting their treatment and dealing with it in terms of a sanction. The sanction can be as small as write a letter explaining why you did what you did and why that was bad thinking, to community service, to a day in jail. So it's immediate sanctions to either to address bad behavior or to reward good behavior.
Let's stick with the reward or the award for good behavior. Yeah. What are some of the incentives there for those that follow the guidelines?
So this may sound like no big deal, but these people have been living a life of lying, of manipulating, of hiding, of they've been separated from their family. They've been told that they're worthless. So when they meet their obligations and I announce in court their sober days and we give them a round of applause and a good job, you can see them immediately respond to that. In addition to that kind of acknowledgement, we use what are called motivational incentives. We give them what are called pulls. And pulls are basically we have a basket and we have prizes in there from as little as a good job to gift certificates at local fast food to gas cards to $50 gift certificates. And it's a little something that has been proven by science to help the addicted person, a little carrot in addition to the good job.
Sure. Well, it's instant gratification. It is. And a lot of times those who are supporting you are going to be at these hearings anyways, correct? And I think getting a round of applause with the people that mean the most to you also, that's got to go a long ways.
It does. It does. And that's even ramped up even more at the graduation ceremony. Some of these people haven't even graduated high school and don't even remember ever being at a graduation. But we acknowledge them with a medallion, with a certificate, with a cake, with family there to congratulate them. There have been a number of times when families come in with a bouquet of flowers for a recovery court graduation. So it's acknowledging, and it's so important because I don't think the average person understands how difficult this is. I mean, I would struggle to give up coffee if you asked me, don't drink coffee for a week. And here we are with these young adults, and we're asking them to give up a drug that is, I think, 200 times more addictive than cocaine. All right? So they need to be acknowledged when they're successful.
About how long does that take? You mentioned the graduation process. You talked about how the first 90 days of the process were just so vital. How long are you in this recovery court before you actually graduate?
Good question. Right. The phase, the 90-day phase is phase one, and that's intensive focusing on we're always focusing on sobriety, but getting them to 90 days is really important. The entire program, if you were to go through it without any major missteps, would be 13 months. And that's based on science. The opiate-addicted, diseased brain, it takes 9 months without that drug for the diseased brain to start to reboot and function normally. 9 months without that drug.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons why we go 13 months with the program.
Well, before we let you go, I've got to ask you. I mean, you mentioned to me before we came on the air that you guys actually have a booth at the Lorain County Fair.
We do.
And, of course, the station will be at the fair throughout the course of the week. And I guess we could begin with where are you guys at? Where exactly is that booth located at the fair? And then from there, we can go into talking about what kinds of questions that you guys have addressed and kind of anticipate addressing throughout the course of the week as well. Because I think you guys are going to be there more as kind of like an informative session for folks who have questions about, you know, how this process works.
Yeah, we've already encountered a number of people that have stopped with the kinds of questions that that you mentioned. We're near gate four. I know that much. We're just off the main strip, and it says Lorain County Recovery Court. We're passing out bottled waters, and it's just an awareness type thing that, hey, this court exists in Lorain County to help with recovery. And even if the person's not eligible or the family member's is not eligible for the recovery court, we can certainly direct them to the agencies that we work with to provide some assistance and help.
And if they're not able to come find you guys at the fair, for our listeners out there wondering how they can get a hold of you to get more information on how this process works, how can they do that?
They could call the Justice Center, Lorain County Justice Center. The number's online. Tracy Orlando is my recovery court administrator, civil docket administrator, and she would have all the information.
Very good stuff. Judge Maroldi, this was a lot of fun. Certainly appreciate it. Very informative as well. And, well, if all goes well, I might have to hit up your booth to get a free bottle of water if it
sounds
gets as
good.
Hot as it was on Monday.
And thank you to WEOL for pursuing this. It's extremely important that our community understand, as bad as this is, there's some hope out there.
Absolutely. Again, thank you very much for the time, Judge Maroldi.
You're welcome.
Judge John Maroldi joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This portion of the show, of course, part of Lorain County's First Response Series, a project of Lorain County's Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, Award SP-080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. We'll come back with more Bullseye on the Afternoon from the Lorain County Fair right after this on AM 930 WEOL.